Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wally Butterworth. This recording brings to the Christian American people the happiest news they've heard in many a year. For over 30 years now, the most intelligent of all the races in this country has asked the question, when is the white Christian going to band together into an invincible army to save our Christianity and our country from destruction by totally organized racial minorities? Their philosophies and political theft of all human freedoms are the mortal enemy of all that is Christian. The answer is here in the Holy Crusade organization called Soldiers of Christ. Before explaining Soldiers of Christ to you, we want you to hear first the voice of the man chosen to lead us by those few tried and proven patriots who conceived the plan and who are determined to put it into execution. You all know him and trust him. Ever since his retirement as a tough-fighting U.S. Marine, he has been active in demanding that political traitors in government return this nation to the law and letter of the U.S. Constitution. He is Lieutenant General Pedro Del Valle, editor of Task Force and President of Defenders of the American Constitution. We can only say to you that your support and your efforts are safe in General Del Valle's hands. He is both patriotically and financially incorruptible. With friends and admirers numbering in the millions, he can count thousands alone in the military services. I'm proud to present to you, as President of Soldiers of Christ, the distinguished American Christian gentleman, General Pedro Del Valle. As one of our Board of Governors expressed it, the nation's number one Yankee Doodle Dandy, General Del Valle.
Thank you very much, Wally Butterworth. My fellow Christians, a group of Christian patriots of all denominations have determined to band together under a single banner in order to restore the United States as a Christian nation and reestablish the Constitution as the basic law of the land. Because we have never done this, we have become subject to minority groups, which are organized to bring pressure upon venal politicians who place votes before country and Christianity. We plan to name the organization of the white Christians of all sects the Soldiers of Christ. We conceive it as an invincible army of men, women, and children determined to stop the corruption which is rapidly making us bankrupt, morally and financially, and bring back the days when we used to call this beautiful and bountiful land God gave us God's country. We are mindful of the love of Christ for children, and we include them in this work for that reason, and because what we accomplish in this great struggle is to be their heritage. Believing this to be the most important endeavor for Christ and country since the founders gave us the Declaration and the Constitution, I have reluctantly consented pro tempore until a suitable God-sent leader arrives to head the Soldiers of Christ in the initial formation and organization. My 37 years of active service gave me the privilege of participating in 7 wars on behalf of my country. I shall contribute to this work whatever organizational ability I may have acquired during these years. When I retired as a lieutenant general, I became a vice president of the International Telephone and Telegraph Company of New York. I served this company for 4 years in charge of their affairs in the Middle East, then the Mediterranean area, and ended as president of the IT&T of South America. This experience I shall also place at the disposal of the Soldiers of Christ. Those of you who believe, as I do, that we should fight to win by every available means in Vietnam to stop the useless waste of American lives in an undeclared war which we are not allowed to win, join with us. Those of you who believe the Congress should control our currency, as provided in the Constitution, join with us. Since 1913, when the alien Warburg bankers took control of our currency under the Federal Reserve Act, we have had several financial crises, and we are headed for another. We had a debt of about $1 billion then. Now our debt is close to $400 billion, and rising. Our debt to the internationalist bankers who control our currency now costs the taxpayers $13 billion a year in interest alone. Those of you who dislike the usurpations of state sovereignty by the executive, the Supreme Court, and the Congress in violation of their oath of office, join us. More explicit indications of what we plan doing and how can be heard in a tape prepared by my loyal and patriotic friend, Wally Butterworth. Of the nation's patriotic and industrial leaders, we plan to request personal interviews to seek their backing in the launching of this movement. The time is long overdue for Christian Americans to band together and adopt the identical tactics of the racial minorities who now defeat us at every turn. As a Marine and as an American, I am fed up with being whipped. Join with us, millions of you out there, and let's dish it out for a change. Let us go on the offensive. Let us attack. I thank you.
Thank you, General Del Valle. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we explain to you the Organization of Soldiers of Christ, its objectives, and the undoubted results of its operation. Soldiers of Christ will prevent total bankruptcy of both our government and every American family. It will stop cold the squandering and drunken spending of our life savings on lazy loafers at home who will not work, and on foreign governments and industries of every description, neither of which the American people can or will support. Soldiers of Christ will eliminate the exorbitant taxations of federal, state, and local governments that are strangling the very lifeblood of our people. It will stop the killing of fine young Americans in unconstitutional economic banker wars undeclared, including the present war in Vietnam. We implore you to believe that it will stop cold the nullification of the Declaration of Independence, the Revolutionary War, and the Constitution of the United States. But supreme above all, its coming is news that will unite every Christian American of every denomination under one single banner to preserve and restore Christianity to America and the entire world. A small group of most tried and proven patriots has resolved to band together every authentic Christian in America to tear control of our government and our country from the hands of unchristians and non-Christians who have destroyed this constitutional republic. A few representative citizens have agreed to launch this invincible organization called Soldiers of Christ. What a wonderful name that is, Soldiers of Christ. It is an army of both men and women soldiers. It is an army of those ever closest to Christ while on earth, an army of children who love him as he loves them. The greatest trademark, the greatest banner, the greatest symbol the world has ever known is our sole identification and guide, the cross of Calvary. We wish first of all to tell you that Soldiers of Christ is not a denominational or religious organization of any kind. It will never interfere or conflict with your individual Christian belief or church. It is a service organization, a social and civic organization to further the basic precepts and commands of our Christian Lord and Savior. Soldiers of Christ units will be recruited in every community, from single units in the smallest towns to many large units in our great cities. The elected leaders and members will be men, women, and children of the finest reputation, not from any religious angle or political or financial standing, but based upon decency, morality, and those qualities of leadership and patriotism which caused them to hold the respect and esteem of their Christian neighbors and acquaintances. Each unit of soldiers of Christ will be part of a nationwide coordinated action for the benefit of our country under its Constitution and the welfare of all good citizens. In the beginning, there will be 6 projects per year, each lasting for 2 months. Every project most carefully chosen will have to do with the moral and spiritual uplift of the American people, with strong accent upon inspiring the flame of patriotism in the youth of our nation, but only in accordance with the constitutional laws of our country. The ideals of soldiers of Christ cannot and will not ever be persecution or hatred of any race, either Christian or non-Christian. Such ideals are completely foreign to the precepts of Christianity. But let no man expect a soldier of Christ to love, patronize, or literally join with the avowed enemies of Christ himself, for that is entirely different from loving our fellow human enemies and trying to do good to them that hate us. We shall make total holy war on his enemies. There are organizations today which could have accomplished the work of soldiers of Christ had they been honest, had they been organizations not set up by the enemies of Christians to lure them into membership and lull them to sleep, rendering their efforts impotent against the evils which beset us today. Fortunately, those groups will soon pass out of existence, for their deception has been discovered by our Christian Americans. There is no doubt that a cunning and powerful enemy will attempt to infiltrate our ranks. But one single word of objection to our approved official programs is enough to expel and disgrace such persons in any Christian community. Any person posing as a convert to Christ, any person favoring or belonging to any front or organization that is communist, socialist, one world, or revolutionary, or which advocates political or economic amalgamation of the United States with a foreign power, is ineligible for membership as a soldier of Christ. Dismissal of such persons is mandatory upon unquestioned discovery. The prime objective of soldiers of Christ is duty to God and country. No doctrinal religious service shall ever be incorporated into any meeting of soldiers of Christ. That does not mean that a soldiers of Christ meeting may not precede or follow any Christian religious service on church property. The Lord's Prayer may be recited according to the ritual prescribed for each individual member. 3 musical selections only may be sung at a meeting. Onward, Christian soldiers, O come all ye faithful, or the Adeste Fidelis, and of course the Star-Spangled Banner. These may be sung in any order decided upon by any unit. In the beginning, a minimum of 1 meeting weekly will be held and later arranged according to the progress of individual projects. Initially, the principal objective will be to make as many millions as possible aware of the activities of soldiers of Christ. With this end in view, the temporary National Governing Board has unanimously proposed that 65% of all dues and contributions collected shall be spent on radio, TV time and programs, and on paid advertisements in patriotic newspapers and magazines. These will be prepared at national headquarters and later expanded to state headquarters, but only with permission of the governing board. This phase of activity brings up a most vital point. We have already secured pledges and promises from a group of our most important Christian patriot news sheets that they will syndicate our projects and objectives day and date as closely as possible to gain for soldiers of Christ the widest possible circulation. These include Task Force, Common Sense, Southern Review, the National Chronicle, the Counselor, and several others. Each syndicated story will be inserted as paid advertising or else furnished in such manner that Patriot Sheets will bear no expense in the publication thereof. It is our purpose to make stronger every news sheet participating in this glorious Christian movement. We proudly state that already we have more than the beginning of a nationwide syndicate of activities representing every important Christian denomination. There has not been one refusal or doubt up to date. This reporter and many others like him will have no voice or authority unless elected to such office in the conduct of the nationwide activities of Soldiers of Christ. He is only in the position of any other Christian patriot who has a printed or spoken service at his command to alert the American people to the dangers which threaten our Christianity, our Constitution, and our white Christian race. The anti-Christians and the financial monopolies they control are the richest and most powerful enemies on earth. They're also the most skillfully organized, taking full advantage of the monopolistic racial minorities which make up our population. Sad to say, literally millions of them are renegade Christian Judas Iscariots who have already sold our blessed Lord and our heaven-blessed land for far less than 30 pieces of silver. But we fear them not. As soldiers of Christ, we enter the battle unafraid and with unalterable determination. Why? Not alone because we are numerically superior to all the opponents they can muster, not alone because we know that we're right, but above all else because we know that through a loyal obedience to our patrons and our master's wishes, we can win again freedom for our land and our children, and also take a step nearer the cherished hope of salvation which he has promised us. If we so conduct ourselves that our actions and our efforts meet with his approval, then no power under heaven can defeat our purpose. Get this, ladies and gentlemen. We embark upon a holy crusade to recreate the American nation under Christ and under that Constitution which was given to us by those noble, unselfish Americans whose memories we revere. The National Governing Board of Soldiers of Christ is as yet only a temporary organization. These great leaders want many of you to have a voice in both the national and state leadership. Power to perform the tasks before us lie in great numerical strength. It is not an exclusive club. It is for every legitimate Christian man, woman, and child. Every member who is active will strengthen his own individual church and raise the esteem in which it is held in any community. To all Christians whose wealth or income will allow it, we now make this most earnest appeal for a liberal contribution or donation to get the program started. It is the last hope to save our country. For when our government disappears, so too will our Christianity. Every communist nation on earth proves that statement. We do not need the untold billions of our enemies to defeat them, but to set up and equip a national headquarters, staff it properly, and get a nationwide program in operation which flows into every community will require quite a bit of money. Our initial goal to do this is $1 million. From that time on, Soldiers of Christ, from dues of its members, will maintain our continued efforts. There are many men of wealth who can finance this program. Just think about it for a minute. If 1,000 Christians contribute $1,000 each, there is our original $1 million. Almost overnight, our projects will be broadcast in hundreds of cities and towns, heard by millions of people. There is no problem of getting airtime from hundreds of independent stations. But there are many people who can donate much more to finance the original organization. Every dollar will be accounted for by a certified public accountant and placed in the hands of patriots you all know and trust. Spearheaded by those proven Christians who have been active for many years by mail, we will recruit our units on a house-to-house and block-by-block canvas of every community. Soldiers of Christ has but one reply to those who dare to oppose us further. It is not Christianity that will be destroyed. It is the dens of Satan. Now a word as to the revenues for projects decided upon and the placing of them on nationwide operation. Annual dues will be $2 a month for men and $1 a month for women. Family membership costs $30 a year plus $1 a year for every child under 15 years of age. Over 15 years of age, rather. no dues for younger children, but believe us, their attendance is important and most welcome. We ask everyone to pay 6 months' dues at the start. If you'll stop and think for a moment, that is much less than others whom we must rate as enemies are now paying either weekly or annually. Our projects and accomplishments will speak for themselves. If any are resisted or opposed by the enemies of Christianity, then we shall oppose and resist in turn, refusing to patronize those who oppose us. We shall shun such evil companions as Christ commands us. Our enemies will smear it and call it boycott, the very thing they now use against us in their press, radio, TV, magazines, and so forth. So be it. They themselves have set the pattern. If they want national boycott, they're going to get it. Soldiers of Christ cannot be expected to assist or patronize any people or groups or politicians who daily rob us of our freedoms under the Constitution of this Republic, which they played no part in the making, and which does not bear one single signature of riotous minority groups nor the anti-Christians who finance them. This is a Christian nation. By a Supreme Court decision made in 1893, it is the solemn purpose of Soldiers of Christ to keep it so. Every person joining Soldiers of Christ will take heart and courage now that General Duvalier has accepted the office of president. We've already started soliciting funds for the support of Soldiers of Christ, and the legal procedures for setting up the organization are just about complete. Our most important task right now is selection of equipment and of a national headquarters. Much of the basic professional recording equipment can and will be furnished by this reporter gladly. The added recording equipment will be purchased and installed quickly, as well as the necessary printing and photo offset machines. This printing equipment is necessary to furnish every chapter in the country with all necessary information from the beginning of operations. So we say to you, start today and become a charter member of Soldiers of Christ. General Duvalier has given this reporter permission to use our present post office box number 33 at Swarthmore, Pennsylvania, which address is on the label of this record. Other than the payment for this recording to me, make all checks for dues and contributions payable to Soldiers of Christ at that address. We'll see to it that all checks are turned over to General Duvalier, and no checks will be issued unless they bear the signature of General Duvalier himself or his treasurer. Our permanent headquarters will soon be ready, and every Christian American will be so advised. We want and must have full operation within 3 months from the date you receive this recording or from the date you read about Soldiers of Christ in your favorite Patriot publication. Oh, dear friends, we're on the way to victory for Christ and country at last. We defy the enemies of Christ and country to create dissension among us. We are not divided. We are indeed all one body as Christians and as Americans. Onward then, ye soldiers of Christ. General Duvalier, have you a final word of encouragement for us?
I, Lieutenant General Pedro Duvalier, sincerely believe that this Soldiers of Christ project is the last hope of saving our country from the Antichrist. Join us, and we shall, with God's help, be victorious.
Thank you again, General Duvalier, President of Soldiers of Christ. Goodbye, all.